Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
I am wonderful. Mike, you, we were sort of talking earlier about what your, how you want to be referred to or what your title is. There's a lot of things you do. Blogging is but one of them, or coaching those that wish to blog. How would you describe what you do?
Well, I teach, I'm a conversation conductor. I basically connect people who have a message or want to hear a message, amplify relationships, amplify voices, and reach predominantly with the use of social media. But I also do coaching, you know, conversation stations, or Conversations is the name of my company. And those stations can be anywhere from a pulpit to a classroom to a blog to a coffee table at Panera.
So basically what it sounds like, Michael, this is, if I'm paraphrasing this, people who want to be heard, you help them be heard.
Yes.
What if people want to be heard, what is it that they're trying to say, and is it worth being heard?
Well, there's always room for one more good one, Johnny. That's a motto I live by, and if it's important to you, it's probably important to somebody else. Really, if you think you have a message that other people will benefit from, if it carries value to the listener, and if you're willing to listen back, I think there needs to be a connection. And right now, more than any other time in the world, we're a flat world. There's everybody's our neighbor.
Do people have the perspective people have from inside their own heads, whether it's a business person who wants to blog about their business, or an individual wants to talk about their life or wants to connect with others who are talking, is that our life, we see it through our own four walls, and our perception and our perspective of what we have to say may not necessarily be what it really is to the masses. Do you bring people that perspective as well as helping them amplify it?
Yeah, and, you know, that's a great question. A lot of people do walk around saying, well, who would listen to me? And I think that's a great thing. Really, there are no new ideas. There are new combinations of ideas. There are new deliveries of old ideas. So, again, the fact of the matter is there's always room for one more good one. We still make movies, don't we? We still write books. Every day there's a new newspaper, although that may change sometime soon. Your perspective, if it's important to you, somebody's willing to listen. All you got to do is deliver it with the listener in mind.
And
that's the key. Don't deliver it with yourself in mind. Deliver it with the listener in mind.
We are talking with Mike Sansone. He is a social networking au pair. I don't know. See if it sticks on the wall, Mike. I don't know if that does or not, but, you know, all I can do is try. All I can do is amplify what I'm thinking, right, and say it.
Exactly.
Let's talk to business owners who are listening this morning, Mike, and they are saying, look, I am terrified of the net. I don't Facebook. I don't blog. I don't Twitter. But I feel like the business world and the consumer world is completely leaving me behind. You mentioned a train earlier, that the train is leaving the conversation. And what do you tell that business owner?
We don't get nervous when we pick up the phone. And really, that's what all this stuff is. I remember when the phone, well, I don't remember when the phone came out, but my grandparents used to tell me that when the phone first came out, their parents would say, why are you using a phone? Go down the street and visit in person. The phone is going to kill face-to-face communication. But it didn't. We all got used to it. We all pick up the phone. In fact, now we carry it along with us. Really, these tools are just conversational tools. Don't get nervous. You can't break it. It's not about being tech savvy, but tech comfy. If you can talk, you can write. If I give you any more of these mantras, I'm going to have to send you an invoice.
And I want that. Listen, if I get one more mantra, I expect an invoice with that. That's right.
Yeah.
Mike, what do you, and you and I, we deal with business owners all the time, and you said don't be scared, don't be nervous, but it's like landing on the moon. They don't know how to take that first step. How do you sort of ease them into the whole social networking process and get them comfortable?
Take it offline first. I believe that online communities and offline communities have so many similarities. And what I do is connect people and let relationships build offline. And then I use metaphors and analogies that they're comfortable with, that they recognize, because it isn't about tech. So, you know, it's the same thing. So I try to make connections both mentally and physically in the offline world, so it gets to be more comfortable in the online world.
What is it? Tell me of the three pillars. I call them the three pillars: Facebook, Twitter, blogging. Is there another part of that makeup that maybe flies under people's radar that not enough people are doing, or a brand new one that's coming up on the horizon that you can tell us about that we don't know much about?
Well, again, what you're mentioning is tools. You know, I think video, for me, it's always been all of it is blogging. Anytime you can build page depth that has your name attached to it, Facebook, every entry into Facebook gets indexed by Google. Every tweet gets indexed by Google. Every blog page, every YouTube video. But I think these are all page depth building, inventory building to make you findable on the web. All these tools are important. More important, though, is why are you doing it? So using the tools to use the tools is probably a mistake. You have to know the purpose. But to answer your question, video is the blogging is the foundation. And all these other things are branches.
And why is video becoming so pervasive? Why is it so critical to blogging and other forms of social networking?
What's in your laptop case? A cell phone with a video. Maybe a flip video. A digital camera that has a video. And a lot of these tools now, you can on the fly, you know, an iPhone, you can take a video, push a button, and it's on YouTube. Just like that. And there are millions and, you know, millions and millions and millions of YouTube videos going up, and YouTube isn't the only one. So
who are the social networking people that have really managed to make, and you're on this list, of course, and you know it, and the blogging world knows it, which you're highly regarded, but who are the people that have managed to stand out, who maybe started where a lot of people are at who are listening this morning, basically from ground zero? Who are some of the names that have stepped forward in the social networking world and made a name for themselves because of their good writers or their savvy or for whatever reason?
Well, there's a couple of people. Some have written books. Some have chosen not to because the tools change so fast. But one person I think of is, and you know, maybe nobody's heard of these people. One person I think of is David Armana, who 4 years ago, and you can just Google these names. David Armana 4 years ago, I'd never heard of him. He was worked in a Chicago agency, and he's famous within the arena of social media. Guy Kawasaki and Seth Godin and Tom Peters, who have been national speakers and best-selling authors for decades, took to it and called it the best move they ever made. Here locally, Drew Cullen, Angela Myers, Timothy Johnson have all written multiple books or gained global audiences because of their diligence in adding value to their customers' ears and eyes.
Let's say we've got one person who's a great speaker but doesn't do a lot of blogging. Let's say you've got another person who is a great writer but may not be the best on video. Who that you've worked with, which dynamic is easier to elevate of those two?
Of those two? Can I add a third one in?
Please
there?
Please do, yes.
The third one is who can relate to others best. And that would be the one, you know, it doesn't really matter if you're a great speaker or a great writer, because you don't know what you know until you articulate it. So if you aren't a great writer today, but you're blogging on a consistent basis, you know, if I swim every day, I'm going to be a better swimmer. if I speak into a YouTube video every day or five times a week for the next 6 months, by the end of that 6 months, I'm going to be a better speaker. It practice makes better.
All right, Mike. I'm a dude. I'm a dudette. I own a business. I've got whatever. Or I suspect I was one of the second gunmen at Dallas, and I want to blog about it or whatever it is, whatever nutty idea I've got in my mind that I want to communicate. I want to take the first step forward as a blogger. Let's say that's going to be my foundation. I'm going to start. What are the first three things that I need to do? What are the most important things when I first start out blogging?
Well, before you even open your blog, you need to sit down with a piece of scratch paper and write out your table of contents, your categories. Before that, you need to define your purpose. What is it you want to accomplish after a year of blogging? Is it, do you want to sell more widgets? Do you want to get speaking gigs? Do you want to end up writing a book? Or do you just want to be more findable on Google? So you have to know the purpose, because if you just go out there blogging to blog, it's sort of like going on vacation just to accrue frequent flyer miles. You don't know where you're going. You're going to end up nowhere is what's going to happen. So first, define your purpose. The second thing you want to do is create a list of 6 to 8 categories, which will become like your table of contents. They need to be broad. If I'm a quilter, I might pick some of the categories of materials, community, patterns, how-to, you know, things like that. Very broad categories that if I was a magazine or a book would be my table of contents. And then after those two steps, defining the purpose and defining the categories, then I might go to WordPress.com, which is a free blogging tool. It's a free content management system. And I would open a blog, mark it as private for 2 weeks, and just get used to using that tool. And then when I'm ready and I've done the practice with putting pictures up and using the little email-like content management system, 2 weeks later, I'll take the private sharing off, I'll delete all the practice posts I did, and I'm live. That's it.
Well, Mike,
you got a website.
Yeah, well, Mike, you've got people who are chomping at the bit who've been thinking about it, and you've given them power and motivation now to step forward. But they're saying, yeah, you know what? I don't want to do this on my own at the beginning. I need somebody to help me along my journey, and I want to talk to Mike about helping me along this social networking journey. What's the best way to get a hold of Mike Sansoni?
Come to Panera University any day of the week.
Now, Michael, actually, don't tell me now you're not working there now. Come on, because people think there's a lot more money in social networking than that.
I am working there. The overhead's lower. I don't rent an office. And just today, there were 7 or 8 connections we're making. Business people, this is the time of the future. Panera is the co-working or the student lounge for adults now. But the best way to contact me is probably just to Google my name, Mike Sansoni. You can find me at conversations.com. That's a mashup of the two words, conversation stations. And my phone number's right there.
Well, Mike Sansoni, we greatly appreciate your acumen and your insight into, for many people, for many of us, is the very, very confusing world of social networking. And this morning you've shed some light on it, made it a little easier for us. We appreciate that, Mike, and look forward to talking to you again in the future very soon. Thank you.
Hey, Johnny, have a great weekend.